I'll give you a short story. When I was about 16, 17 years ago, my father, who owned a business, a spices business, and he called me one day. He said, Anil, I want to make you a businessman. And he said, I want to train you in business. I said, okay. So he set up a company for me. It was called AK Enterprises. And it was a spices showroom. And he said, you sit here on the seat here on my left side, and I'll sit. And he was on the boss's seat. And he said, I'm sitting here, and I'll teach you how to sell spices. I was excited, a new business for me. And he said, I'll teach you how the spices are, how to smell the curries. Anybody has tried curries in life? The masalas, the butter chicken, the biryani. Yes. So he said, come on. So I used to sit like this, and I said, okay, Dad, teach me. Come on. And he said, I'm going to teach you for 6 months, and in 6 months, I believe you're going to be an expert in all the spices and selling spices, and after that, I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go back to my own office, and you're going to be the boss of this place. This is exactly what Jesus told his disciples. While I am here on the earth, I am the light of the earth. John 9, verse 5. What does the Bible say? Somebody read that just now. Can someone say repeat that? While I am on this earth, I am the light of the world. So Jesus was training his people. Jesus was training his disciples to do something, just like my father was training me to become a businessman. And just after that, Jesus, he was about to heal a man who was blind from birth. And he says, okay, he had a certain procedure. And he said, you do this and your eyes will be restored. And suddenly, one of the disciples said, Rabbi, did this man sin or his parents sin that he was born blind? So they were too quick to judge. They thought that his blindness comes from some kind of sin or something that he did or his parents did. So they were saying, Rabbi, what was the sin? Where's the problem? Can you tell us the problem? And Jesus says, keep shut. It's not his parents, neither he who sinned, but his sickness is here. His blindness is so that God's glory can be revealed through his life. And Jesus was kind of giving them a tutorial and trying to teach them how to do the ministry, how to go into ministry, and how to be a light of the world. And Jesus said in Matthew 5, 14, he says, now, you are the light of the world. And a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So while Jesus was on earth, he was the light of the world. But then when he left, he said, now, you guys are the light of the world. Somebody say, I'm the light of the world. You are the light. Somebody say, I'm light of Oakland. Where do you live? Where do you live, Pastor?
Frederick Street.
Yeah. You know, it's not just being a light of New Zealand. It's not just being a light of Australia or Mount Roskill or Hillsborough. We are the light of the world. Somebody say, I'm the light of the world. That is the spirit of Christmas. Jesus has released us as the light unto the nations. Amen. And that's the passion, that's the love, that's the joy, that's something that we carry in ourselves. We are the light that the Lord has sent. This Christmas is very important. This Christmas has a very important message for us, that what are we going to be doing this Christmas? You know, sometimes we are CEO Christians. We are only coming to the church on Christmas, Easter, and other special days. You know, but we are supposed to be the light of the world. One of my friends, I said, man, you are the light of the world. So he said, no, that's too proud a statement. I can't be saying I'm the light of the world. It's like, you know, I'm such a sinful person. I'm such a small man. I can't be the light of the world. And I said, it's not what you think. It's what God thinks about you. And God said, as the Father has sent me, I send you. That's what Jesus says. As the Father has sent me, I send you. Can you all say, as the Father sent Jesus, Jesus sends me? It's not about a church. It's not about a single ministry. It's not about the Baptist and the Methodist and a Presbyterian. It's a call on everyone's life who knows Jesus Christ. Amen? It's something that God has given a very special ministry to each one of us, a very special ministry to every Christian, to go and be a light unto the nations. And it's not because who we are. You know, in the book of Hebrews 4:15, the Bible says that Jesus went through the same temptations as we go through. He was subject to the same things, the same stuff, the same pain that happens to us did happen to Jesus as well. But there's something special that God has given us, is the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, me and Rena were trying to fix a bulb yesterday in our house, and it was flickering. It was always going off and on and off and on. And then I said, Rena, can we just fix it up? So Rena said, okay, you hold the stool and I'll go up. So I was holding the stool, and she's very good in all these things, all the household work. She's the boss. I'm the stool holding person. So I held the stool, and she went up the stool, and she said, hey, this bulb is loose. There's a loose contact. So because of the loose contact, the bulb was going on and off and on and off and on and off. And I said, yes, Rena. Doesn't that happen with our lives as well? You know, we have sometimes lose contact people with God. We lose contact with God so easily. Sometimes we are so happy. Oh, joy to the world and this and that. And I'm so happy I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the next moment, we are down. Next moment, we are like, oh, I don't even want to live. This is not a life. I don't want to live this kind of a life. I'm done with life. One moment, we are so loving. Have you experienced one moment with the same person? We are so loving. I love you, my brother. And the next moment, we are jealous of the same person. One moment, we want to help the person. I want to help you, brother. I can do anything for you. And the next moment, we are judgmental of the same person. One moment, we are so happy, filled with power, with a Bible in our hands. Oh, I can do. I'm. Christ lives in me. And the next moment, something goes wrong. So there's a loose contact. Somebody say loose contact. There's a loose contact with God. There's a loose contact with Jesus. But that contact has to be tightened up. That contact with the Lord, with the Bible, has to be tightened up. The Bible says, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. When I'm reading the Bible, I feel so good. But when I get up and I have finished reading the Bible, I'm done with my prayers. When I go out of that prayer room, I'm a different person because I lose contact. Amen? Okay. Can we give Daniel a hand? Yes, come on. Yes. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord, abide in the Lord. And you know, that is why Jesus said that I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit that you would not lose contact. And God has given us the power of the Holy Ghost that we may not lose the contact. You know, at Bethlehem, you know, this Christian season is all about Bethlehem. At Bethlehem, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. At Calvary, it was God for us. But at Pentecost, it is God in us. And that's what we carry now. It's Jesus inside of us. Christ lives in me, not on Sundays, not on Christmas and Easter on certain special days, but every day of my life. And that constant communion with God, that constant relationship with God, that we are filled with the power of God, that we never come out of contact, that there's never a moment of a loose contact with God. Not just while reading. You know, it's so easy to become judgmental about somebody. You know, our eyes tell it. We are so filled with judgment. Loose contact. Loose contact. Anger. Loose contact. Jealousy. Lose contact. But walking in love and abiding in His love is a contact, is a tight relationship with Jesus. That I would do everything that Jesus wants me to do. I would become everything that Jesus wants me to become. That I will live on this planet Earth just like Jesus has called me to. No more loose contacts. You know, when there's a loose contact, ultimately, the bulb gets fused. is that there's a more flickering, and it's gone. And that's what happens to our Christian lives. That we keep flickering, happy, not happy, anxious, not anxious, full of joy, full of anger, full of jealousy, full of love, lose contact, and then we ultimately are fused. We get fused and confused, and things are over. And then we backslide, and it's all over. But let me tell you, let us be like the wise virgins. The Bible talks about the wise virgins who are always filled with oil. They keep their oil full, and they never lose the contact with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is the way that we keep in contact with God. Amen? So this Christmas, I'm going to keep it very short, but I want to encourage you. I want you to analyze, are you living a life of a loose contact with Jesus? It's good to celebrate Christmas in the church. It's amazing. But let it not become a ritual. Let it not become a religious thing. Let it not become something that we do. Okay, it's a Christmas day. We are going to celebrate Christmas and enjoy. But that's not the aim of Christian life. We are designed and we are called to be in constant communion with Jesus Christ. And I encourage you this evening. When we are one with Jesus, when we abide in him and he abides in us, and when his word abides in us, we will never, ever go through those emotional and all those anxious times. And we will always be strong in the Lord. And that's what God wants us to be. Jesus was always strong. He knew what his call was. He said, I'm here to do the will of my Father. And that's the call on each one of our lives. You just heard the testimony of Abhijit. There are so many people there who don't know the Lord yet. And God wants to use you, me, and all of us to get these people who have no contact at all with Jesus to come in contact with him and to have a life, an abundant life. The second birth, what Bethany was singing, that I have a second birth. That's not just for me, but for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And at this season, 2020, I want you to have a burden in your heart to reach out to those people and have a strong contact with Jesus. Because it's not by power and not by might, but by his Spirit. And we need to be in a strong relationship with Jesus. And let's make a pledge. We have these candles today, glow sticks here. So, Carolyn. Yes, Carolyn. Do you have the candles? The glow sticks? Oh, there you are. So there's something that you need to do to this glow sticks. I'm not going to make it spiritual, but you need to snap it. Break it and shake it. Then it start glowing. So can we all, please, Pranav and Amrit, please, distribute these glow sticks to everyone. And we're going to make a pledge today, Lord, that we're going to break anything that holds us from having a relationship with you. Lord, we're going to shake our lives. And Lord, rethink our relationship and what our Christian faith actually means to us. So Lord, that we can glow for you in the real sense. Lord, that we can actually shine for you. Because there's so much darkness around us. And it's only Jesus, when he shines through us, we can show them what is the love of God. How he loves each one of us. You know, there's nothing special. You don't have to go to a Bible college to go and share the gospel. You just have to carry Jesus inside of you. You don't need to have a three or four years of training. All you need to do is to love Jesus and have a contact with Jesus. So shall we all just have these lights? Give me some. I can pass it on. Mujhe de do, Amrit. Udhar bhi de do. Can we have the lights off, please? So we're going to be singing a song. It's called Yeshu Mere Saath Hai. The song is a Hindi song. What it means is Jesus is with me. Jesus is in me. And that he abides in me. And that is the light that shines through me. And we're going to make this beautiful time of celebration and singing and dancing. We're going to celebrate the light that we have received. A world that is full of darkness has seen a great light, and that light is the light of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you that light is going to be shining through our lives. It can shine through our lives if we offer our lives to Jesus completely and say, Holy Spirit, come and live in me. And I believe this is the light of Christmas that's going to shine through our lives. This Christmas, we make a pledge, Lord, that we want to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Lord, that you can use us to shine through us. And Lord, we're just going to snap our, Lord Father, our egos and our, Lord Father, our carnality, Lord Father. And we would shake, Lord, shake us up so that we can shine for you, Lord.